Dear Editor, I am writing in response to the letter from Jay Chan, published on the 1st of February 2015. I agree that skateboarders are not a public nuisance or hooligans intent on destroying property or causing mayhem, but responsible young people enjoying a healthy and fun sport. The problem skateboarders face in this city is that there are limited facilities for this sport, so fans have few alternatives but to skate in public places like squares and parks. The situation is totally unacceptable for a city that prides itself on forward thinking. Yes, I am a skateboarder. I am also an exchange student from Canada studying at a local university. I look around and see basketball courts and tennis clubs in every district, but where are the skateboarding spaces? I was walking through a park last week and I saw the sign, "Enjoy the park, but please leave your skateboard at home." I didn't have my skateboard tucked under my arm at the time, but it was obvious that I would have been unwelcome if I'd gone there to practice the sport I love. I fully accept that there are safety issues and hazards for kids skating in public areas. Every city should offer safe skate parks for skateboarders, and it is up to skateboarders to lobby authorities to make sure this happens. When I was 14 years old, I was a keen skateboarder, and my friends and I found ourselves being constantly chased out of parks and off sidewalks. On one occasion, my parents got a letter from the city authorities saying I'd been causing a public nuisance. It was time to do something about this bat situation. I got together with a couple of my friends and wrote a letter to our council explaining why we needed a skate park in our town. I don't think we expected to get a response, but we did. We received a letter inviting us to a council meeting to discuss our ideas. The council told us to present proof that there was enough interest in the town to warrant the spending of city funds on a skate park. We organised petitions and got lots of people to write to the council. There was great support everywhere for what we wanted to do. Finally, the council gave the green light for a skate park. It soon became one of the most popular sports facilities in the city. I believe that if our requests are reasonable and we voice them through proper channels, we can eventually reach our goal. Things won't happen overnight, but they will happen. I was upset by that sign in the park, but I understand where it was coming from. I don't expect skate parks to suddenly spring up in every district, but I do hope that this does happen soon. Yours faithfully, Peter Adams.